Hello and welcome to another SuperWire Shorts edition. My name is Greg Wharton, otherwise known as the Dynasty Mechanic at Dino Mechanic on Twitter. I'm excited to talk to you guys today about AJ Green, wide receiver with the Bengals. You guys know who AJ Green is, at least I hope. Maybe you're getting new into Dynasty, into fantasy football, and is this the first time you heard of AJ Green? Because he didn't play last year, right? He's been super productive for most of his career when he has been starting. Every single season, including his rookie season, he's gotten 1,000 yards, except for obviously last season and 2016 and 2018. So 2016, he almost had 1,000 yards, played for 10 games, got knocked out. 2018, he had 9 games, 77 targets, almost 700 yards, right? Been pretty productive throughout his career. So why am I talking to you about him today? There's a lot of unknown things with the Bengals in general. Zach Taylor, don't know still much about him. We have a full season of play calls by him this year, and that's been good to know what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen. It's going to help us predict more what's going to go on. We have Joe Burrow coming in. We also have T. Higgins, second-round pick, coming in. The O-line is supposed to be better this year, the healthy O-line at that. So it looks to be a little bit more, less unknown than last year, obviously, but still much unknown. You don't have the red rifle there anymore. So what do you think is going to happen? I still think AJ Green's going to command the targets. They obviously want him back. They signed him to they franchise tagged him, $18 million. He had a whole year off, so there's no reason why his ankle should be fresh. He should be fresh. He should bounce back and do great this year. He's about to turn 32, and out of most of the 32-year-olds I know in the NFL that are playing wide receiver, I'd rather have him more than any of them. So it's Julio Jones, but he's 31, going to turn 32, but still, point still remains. 32 is no longer as much of a death sentence as it once was for wide receivers. Just like 30 is not no longer as much of a death sentence for running backs as it once was. Medicine's getting better. Players are staying healthier longer, playing longer. Look at Frank Gore, man that never dies. I think he's a zombie. Anywho, AJ Green. I'm really excited about him. The Bengals last year threw the ball 60% of the time, a little bit over 60%. And they ran the ball, of course, a little bit around 40%, a little bit less than 40%. And that might be due to game script. That might be due to they just like to run past the ball. It's hard to say just yet. Last year, they obviously sucked. They only won 2 games. And not against great teams, against Cleveland, against the Jets. So nothing to really be excited about right there. But I think something to be excited about this year is with Joe Burrow coming to Cincinnati. I think that's something to be excited about. I think he's going to throw the ball down the field. You saw what he did at LSU with it was just amazing, right? There's nothing beyond what you can say besides the fact that it was just amazing. The guy just owned college football. So unless Joe Burrow completely craps the bed, which don't think that's going to happen. Most people don't think that's going to happen. Most people think he's a pretty sure thing. Still got the reservations because he only had one good year. Okay, one fantastic, perfect year. But still only one. He only did it once, which I get it. It's understandable. So with that in mind, are we buying AJ Green? I say yes. I think we should buy AJ Green. Last year, Tyler Boyd had 147 targets. 90 receptions, 1,000 yards. Those are AJ Green's targets. Make no mistake. AJ Green wasn't there. Tyler Boyd reaped the benefits. He's not a yak guy. He's not a deep threat guy. He's a slot guy. AJ Green is a yak guy. He is a deep guy. He's going to do better than Tyler Boyd did. Tyler Boyd is still going to eat. I'm not saying he won't. Tyler Boyd does great when AJ Green is there still. It just means Auden Tate and Erickson is, they're not going to be irrelevant. They're going to be irrelevant now, right? And the wide receivers got most of the target share. That's something we can say underneath Zach Taylor's offense. He likes to throw the balls to the wide receivers, just like the Rams do. The Rams like throwing the balls to the wide receivers. You had three wide receivers of the Rams. You had Cooks, you had Kupp, and you had Woods. And all three of them, if I remember correctly, had a 1,000-yard season, each one of them. I think two seasons, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. But still, the point still remains. Zach Taylor, like wide receivers. Gotta love that. The injury predictor, sportsinjurypredictor.com. People I typically use for information comes to injury predictions if I'm wary of a player, right? And they're not too worried about him as peers. He's going to miss maybe two games tops. It says low risk is what it is. They labeled him as. So what would you take him? Where would you take him? And ADP is 60 per fantasypros.com, 60. Right? That's his ADP. I think that's about right. I don't know if I draft him around there. I draft him maybe a little bit later, but I still would draft him and not be upset about it. He is a wide receiver one for his team. He should be a wide receiver two, wide receiver one numbers. If he gets over 1,000, if he gets over 100 targets, that's money. Opportunity is king in fantasy football. He gets the opportunity, he'll do well. There's no reason to say he won't, provided he gets the opportunity, which he will, as long as he's on the field. Dynasty, that's a little bit trickier. If you're competing, yeah, you want AJ Green. If you're not competing, then you don't want AJ Green. And good luck selling him, because most people aren't going to buy him right now, for what you want to sell him for. Maybe in the middle of the season, you know, October-ish. You know, some people have trade deadlines. I don't in my leagues. I don't believe in them. You know, you generally sell him for a late first at that point. You can go, hey, you want that push to help you win the championship? Yeah, you do. Here's AJ Green. Give me your first. And a lot of people are like, I'm eyeballing that ship. I want it. Give it to me. They get hungry and they sell you AJ Green. Sorry, they buy AJ Green from you for a first. That's when the perfect opportune time to sell veterans is. Middle of the season, not right now. So hold. Hold right now is the best time. Unless you think the guy's going to do absolutely nothing, which I don't think that's what AJ Green's going to do. AJ Green's going to eat. He's going to do well. Yeah. So go buy AJ Green. He'll do well. I don't have any reason to say he won't do well. He's healthy. He has a new rookie quarterback rookie quarterbacks love veterans. That's always been a thing. Look what Kyler Murray did last year with Larry Fitz. There's tons of examples forever of how rookie quarterbacks love the savvy vet wide receivers. With that, that's all I got, guys. Don't forget to follow SleeperWire at SleeperWire on Twitter. At SleeperWire. Don't also forget to sign up for the SleeperWire Pro-Am 5th season. Very excited about that. Contact me or SleeperWire or Professor Chris or any of the SleeperWire guys. We'll direct you, get you involved. It's great. It's good stuff. It's good. It's for charity. Go sign up for it. I'm involved with it. All the podcasters are involved in it. I think we have a lot of pros in it as well. It's great stuff. That's all I got for you guys. Have a good one.